Okie dokie. And we should say good morning to RBN listeners across the United States and Canada. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas. PJ Barden is my name. I am over here in the UK in rural Wales. On a murky, snowy, cold Saturday, plus two here, I think it is, Celsius, that is. But anyway, we're here again on this 14th day of January 2017. And it's just 6 days away from Donald Trump's inauguration, and let's hope it goes well. Oh, crikey, if anything happens now or anything to Trump, we are destroyed. We're absolutely destroyed. But the absolutely vile, I cannot but comment on the vile hate that's been spewed out against him by the liberal lefty morons, and it's well documented on the alternative media. Mark Dice, Lionel Nation, RBN, of course, and all the different programs covering it, and Paul Joseph Watson, and down at InfoWars and that, but apart from Alex Jones throwing demonic, disturbed fits, I mean, he'll blow himself, have a stroke soon if he doesn't calm down. But it is vile. I've never yet seen, and 50 years plus I have been covering these items since I've been a child, the level of hatred is shocking. I mean, it's like in the younger generation, it's programmed. It's definitely programming, and neuro-linguistic programming, they call it. There are these young millennials and snowflakes and precious children who probably most of them didn't vote, throwing tantrums over Hillary Clinton not being elected, and they don't actually know who she is, what she is, and what she's done, including these so-called adults, lefties like Jerry Springer, who was being interviewed on numerous programs. Awfully nice guy. But the Illuminati Jewish agenda, of course, with him. And he blindly follows Hillary Clinton, that she deserves to be get the presidency. I mean, would he ever wake up and admit? But it's only going to spew out into the, despite the mainstream media, the history of what Clinton has done and the Clinton Foundation. It's absolutely crime on a mafia scale on every level. But the other threat to Trump is massive. It's way bigger than the threat to JFK, because the entire military-industrial complex, which nowadays includes the pharma industry and the GMO industry and the security agencies, and for the CIA, and it looks like the FBI, but the CIA to get involved in this smear against Trump, which this, I've been researching this guy. I know one of the couple of spooks myself from the British Security Service, but they know this guy, Christopher Steele. Of course, that's not his real name. He has another name as well. Maybe we'll give that out next week. But he is a vile creature. The people he's been involved with, Planned Parenthood, putting out PR for them, who are one of the most despotic organizations in America, since he set up his own security agency, which is basically a PR security agency, how to dig dirt on people and destroy people. But Theresa May has been dropped in this as well, to have a prominent, although he was a middle ranking, they say, MI6 officer, to get involved in this despicable stuff, and then equally so for the CIA to put it out. But when Trump's get control, even though I have big question marks about Pompeo, what's his name? He actually contradicted Trump on his hearings there during the week, the confirmation hearings. But there's three suspects in this Trump administration already: Mike Pence, Pompeo, and one or two of the financial appointees. I just don't know how long they're going to last. But it's what we're talking about here now, leading into today, is technocracy. They now have a separate from 1963 and the military-industrial complex, who assassinated Kennedy because he wanted to end the three reasons. He wanted to end the Vietnam War. He wanted to get rid of the CIA or restrict them down. And he wanted to get rid of the Federal Reserve and issue a gold-backed currency. So for that, he was killed. And to think that Lee Harvey Oswald killed him was a joke. Anybody who believes that is absolutely just living in cloud cuckoo land. Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't even in the Book Depository building on video in the crowd. It was a three-corner triangular shot that shot Kennedy. There's some very, very good, accurate documentaries out there. But the technocracy thing that Patrick Wood has been writing up, and he's been a guest with John Stafford many times, the techno-liberals, if they had their way, this is a brief extract of a thing, I'm going into it now in over a few weeks, the Agenda 21, and there's a vile creature in called Ida Okken, a 30-something-year-old member of the Danish Parliament. She created a bit of a stir, says here, in an article she penned recently for the World Economic Forum, which is meeting this week. All these flunkies like Tony Blair and this Irish tosser, Bono, Bonehead is his real description of him. Multimillionaires, $22,000 apiece to attend. Angela Merkel, all these flunkies, and they're all liberal lefties, new age freaks, led by Blair. What else would you expect? And they don't even, they're living in another world, and they want this technocratic society to be put in place and get rid of this annoying thing called democracy and voting. I mean, they really would love to get rid of that. But although in Europe there's havoc coming down the line, egged on by Nigel Farage, there's five major elections this year, including France, Germany and Holland. And it's going to be ructions in Europe in terms of the attack on the European Union. So we've a lot of good things to look forward to. 18 countries over the next 18 months in Europe have elections. And they are all going to kick the European Union very, very hard indeed. And we'll be reporting on that as it happens. But this creature, Ida Okken, she has a video. I haven't got the main of all the stuff I have. I haven't got the main one here, but I'm going on this again next week. This one looks very good-looking girl, very smart-looking, very well-spoken. But she believes in people who have been herded into cities with 275 square foot apartments, right? And you that you don't own anything. You don't own your car, your cooker, your clothes. Everything is rented. Is to give this is total communism taken to the zenith. And it's a place, Okken writes, where you own nothing and you have no privacy. Need to cook, kitchen equipment is delivered within minutes, through an app, I suppose. No cars are allowed, transportation is free and available with driverless machines. There is no rent in the city because your space is used by other people when you're not there. Imagine that. I'm living in a dog kennel. Robots and A1 do most of the work. And so you can be more creative and socialize with what? Miss Okken, this is not a joke I'm reading, but I'll give out the broad sweep for next week. I want to move on to other things in technocracy. But remember this one saying, Ida Okken has one note of caution for her utopian society. I have no real privacy. Nowhere can I go and not be registered. I know that somewhere, everywhere, everything I do, I think and dream of is recorded. Yeah, they'll be recording your memory as well. Just hope that nobody can use it. That technology is already here, folks, where they can scan your brain and read your brain. Poor Ida. Maybe Denmark doesn't have a version of the NSA yet, but also sounds concerned for those poor misfits who haven't yet been rounded up from their disconnected countryside shacks. They just got lost on the way. Yes, these are the anti-technology Luddites who are still holding out for freedom and driving and eating real food. Miss Okken gives no timetable as to their eventual adaptation or their demise. What's it? WakingTimes.com states that if we are closer to the global elite version, we are closer to the global elite version of the future than ever. The technocrats have been busy for years getting their ducks in a row. You're damn right, 50, 60 years. It's essential that the public buy man-made global warming, the warming myth, which has been destroyed. And that's why this has been this massive thing to get people with no credit rating whatsoever. Everybody gets a phone on payments. Everybody had that. It was decided 10 or 15 years ago that everybody was to have a mobile phone. It was key to everything attached to this. Because sustainable development theme is the linchpin. See my screen back up. Yep. Sustainable development means a linchpin of their control mechanism. Here's the video. Well, if they can't show the video on their forum, the money, technology, and the media propaganda generated by the high priests of this global technocracy. Well, the key factor they're moving on next, and this is why I'm racing to finish what I'm doing on this book, is the cashless society, the cashless economy. That's coming down the line, and they're going to trigger. Well, there's no problem. Trigger financial collapse. 10 times bigger than 2008 to introduce it suddenly. And they've got these criminal governments in India and in Venezuela. who are being backed by the American CIA, etc., to withdraw a large denomination of currency notes. And one example of this technocracy, who else have they got in their portfolio? Only Jeff Bezos of Amazon. And it says invasive Amazon.com now wants to monitor your refrigerator and track everything you eat. Well, with the installation of smart meters, you will have absolutely no privacy whatsoever, and the radiation from it will kill you. But it says here, as part of a joint project with Amazon.com, LG Electronics is planning to unveil a new smart refrigerator equipped with cameras and other spying equipment designed to monitor what people eat and keep track of their food purchasing habits. The refrigerator will reportedly work in tandem with Amazon's Echo. People have taken this Amazon Echo device into the house, throw it in the bin, disconnect it to listen to you. It's listening and recording your conversation. Watch and track not only what's inside the refrigerator, but also how people use it. And in the name of providing customers a pleasurable cooking and dining experience, of course, it's for your benefit, yeah, to be destroyed and turned into a slave. At the recent CES Expo 2017 event in Las Vegas, a Korean tech giant announced the InstaView fridge as the latest in cutting-edge food storage for a modern world, equipped with a 29-inch high-definition HD touchscreen display on the door. The InstaView fridge is basically a computer/robot that can create shopping lists, check the weather, and even set cooking timers. According to the online edition of the Daily Mail, it can even send text messages notifying the users' smartphones, informing them of what needs to be purchased from the store. There. It says, don't feel like opening the door of the InstaFridge fridge to see what's inside. No worries. The interior cameras can take a live scan and show you right on HD display what's there. A feature of the LG claims prevents energy from being wasted. Isn't that nice? Even though the camera and display both require energy to perform the function, the InstaView fridge has also has its own built-in operating system that a family can use to leave each other notes and instructions. Big deal. All of which the fridge itself uses to learn the customer's features over time. Well, a mini version of this is these idiots who have supermarkets, smart cards, discount cards, because all your shopping is recorded and processed and sold to data processing, and they're profiling your lifestyle very accurately from what you buy. And the discount they're getting, these bonus points, are just absolutely non-existent crap. But these idiots who I keep abusing people at checkouts, I ask them why they have a reward card, and they can't give a coherent answer. And they're shocked to hear what they're connected to. I said LG Amazon wants tens of millions of smart devices to track people in their homes. In their homes. Bad enough being tracked in your car on the street, but now this is in your homes. Another so-called feature of LG's InstaView fridge is that it has built-in Amazon Echo integration, allowing Amazon Alexa, another division of Alexa, a personal assistant, to listen in on users' conversation and take notes. Okay. LG is marketing the concept as an exclusive way to enhance users' experience with a fridge. The next day we're talking about having a sexual relationship with your fridge or something. But from a privacy perspective, it implies even further risk of invasive spying or tracking by potential hackers. Whoa, it's just there is no end to this. I'll just do another bit of this article. And LG, the people making this fridge in Korea, so I should say here that as I said many weeks before, 32 million Americans in a survey were looking forward to being microchipped. Well, here's the evidence. This will be a big seller in America, I suspect. And LG isn't stopping with just a few fridge. The company vice president of marketing, David van der Waal, told Expo attendees that starting 2017, LG will be equipping all of its home appliances with advanced Wi-Fi connectivity, describing the change as a way to unleash tens of millions of smart connected devices, all connected together. This means that any future products sold by LG, when they be they televisions, washers, or dryers, or even kitchen stoves and microwaves, will be equipped with wireless capability. Well, what they'll do as well, if people are stupid enough to install this in their home, anybody buying the wrong kind of food, and they'll probably mandate that you have GMO food, they'll probably issue a fine and do the court case electronically, and you'll be just taken to jail. That's where that technology is leading. And I'm going to prove that by the next couple of articles I'll read out here about how the police have been trained to intercept these household appliances to entrap people. It says here, here's the one here. It says, an activist post, and we have Claire Burns writing this, so she does write convoluted stuff. We'll see how she goes on this. Police now taught to use smart appliances and gadgets in crime investigations. Thanks to what's known as the Internet of Things, the growing number of smart devices and appliances connected to the web and to each other will be used by police to solve violent crimes. Your fridge, law enforcement said, might help solve a murder. There's the proof. However beneficial that sounds, it indicates a number of circumstances to send chills down the spines of privacy rights advocates or anyone who doesn't find the idea of, say, a washing machine spying on their every move. Well, a lot of these high-tech TVs now have a camera you can't see, and a listening device in them, some of the LG sets, and I'm warning people about that all the time. Wireless cameras within a device such as a fridge may record the movement of owners and suspects. Metropolitan Police Head of Digital Cyber and Communications Unit Mark Stokes told The Times. Well, this is in London, the net in London. That's the London Times. Doorbells that connect directly to apps on a user's phone can show who has rung the door. An owner or others may then remotely, if they choose, to give controlled access to the premises while away from the property. You're going to be an idiot to do that. All these leave a log and a trace of activity. The crime scene of tomorrow is going to be an Internet of Things. Sure, we were there already. This is the UK Stokes Metropolitan Police. Now regards one of the most corrupt in Europe, by the way, in the net. Stokes explained detectives are already being trained to hunt for such devices at crime scenes in order to map both victims and suspects' digital footprints. So many appliances and personal devices are now linked to the internet under the premise of convenience. Stokes' assessment isn't as exaggerated as it seems. Indeed, many privacy advocates and domestic surveillance critics like whistleblower Edward Snowden have long warned that the consumer culture lust for convenience and saving time would usurp the more rational goal of keeping the government prying eyes out of your home. Instead, as the London Telegraph explains, just one example, the new Samsung Family Hub fridge has cameras that carry a live feed of its contents to shoppers, can tell what they need when they are out at the shop. The dates and times that people log on to the fridge therefore could provide alibis or provide people were not where they said they were. Further, authorities have been working to create a portable digital forensic toolkit for analysing microchips, downloading information on the spot, so police would not be forced to remove large appliances from the crime scene or testing. Just talk to the device electronically. Yeah. Very good. RFID scan blockers available for free. Of course they would. As Stokes of the Metropolitan Police noted, however, private corporations, the manufacturers of the devices, could create obstacles to this potential goldmine of information. Concern for customers' privacy has indeed been a barrier for investigators in Bentonville, Arkansas, who have filed search warrants to obtain information from murder suspects James A. Bates' Amazon Echo machine. Really? Law enforcement have filed search warrants with Amazon for recording from the device in hopes that it has been voice activated and captured clues to explain how Victor Collins was strangled to death by Bates. But there you are. Okay, I can hear the bumper music. So we're coming after the first break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. And we've been talking about technocracy here, some of the vicious edges of it, and buying these electronic devices, mundane household devices like fridges and televisions, and they've got these inbuilt recorders and monitors in them. And it sounds unreal what I've just read out about this fridge monitoring your food and connected to your iPhone, et cetera, and connected to doorbells, smart meters, the whole lot. And now police, even in the UK, where America is more advanced, but in the UK, police have been trained to intercept these devices if they're there, download the data from them, and see if it gives them any clues to any crime that was committed. Or it could be used to entrap you as well. But this carry-on of Amazon being involved in this area of this Amazon Prime and this, what's the item I read out there, the device that they're selling people to have in their homes. I mean, I said about 6, 8, 10 weeks ago initially, and people were laughing at me here around me who were supposed to know about tech, and I'm not a tech expert whatsoever, that Amazon are a military-industrial contractor for software that they've developed, and it's all in the area of snooping devices. And now we have this amalgamation of these horror stories of Amazon in one level, Facebook in terms of what you write and read and put on Facebook, and Google, all working in tandem, and they're all working with the security services against you. Like we are just what David Blunkett, the minister here in Britain, chap is a blind man, he's very successful at getting into politics, but came an appalling left-wing New Age shill, and he was talking about young students coming out of colleges, economic units. That's what they are regarded as now. And that's all we're regarded as. But it is a hell of a battle, this. And I'll come on to John or Patrick Wood's sayings in a minute. But another one here is watchdogs. Consumer watchdog discovers toy dolls are recording your conversations and uploading them to the police. This is true. Again, Bernish is writing this article again. When giving gifts this holiday season, they're talking about Christmas 2016, be strongly advised that certain toys will upload your child's unique voice and personal information to the same military and law enforcement database which helps authorities identify crimes. Hard to believe this. Indeed, these toys, which could record any conversation occurring nearby and also fish for specific information from unwitting children, constitute the latest in surveillance by home appliances and gadgets known collectively as the Internet of Things. That phrase now really doesn't have a meaning for me. And this insidious, extraneous spying has several watchdog groups sounding the alarm bells in a complaint filed with the Federal Trade Commission. I'll have to see where that goes. Genesis Toys, my friend's Kayla doll and IQ robot. Internet-connected toys using voice recognition technology to to interact with children can answer questions by converting speech to text and retrieving information from Google. Considering this technology used to be state-of-the-art KGB and CIA technology 20, 30 years ago, it's now advanced to digital technology and in domestic appliances. And they said the text can be retrieved information from Google, Wikipedia, and Weather Underground. The Weather Underground, the CNN reports. I thought that was a terrorist organization, the Weather Underground. Bill Ayers, etc. But what has the Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC it's known as, the campaign for a commercial free childhood? Really? The Center for Digital Democracy and the Consumers Union on age is that toys subject young children to ongoing surveillance is a violation of privacy and consumer protection laws, and worse, the nature of the company Genesis Toys employs for that purposes. Nuance Communications, another one, and the aforementioned group states in a complaint to the FTC, represents itself as a leader in the voice technology, including speech recognition software and voice biometric solutions that allow a search of the company's 60 million enrolled voice prints. What? For a voice match from recording conversations to be performed within minutes. Nuance markets its technology to private and public entities and delivers its voice biometric technology to the military industrial complex. Very good. Well, we're hitting the bottom of the hour break and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know
40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation,
but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in again with Acker Bulk, Stranger on the Shore. But we're reading these, it sounds unreal what I'm reading out here, but this is from very good research about technocracy and technology in your household appliances that are spying on you. Fridges, televisions, and our children's toys. I'm reading out, and these are uploaded and recorded as saying, but anybody buys a toy that's internet connected or anything that is out of their minds, they're absolutely out of their minds. And we were saying, just try and pick it up from where I left off. Nuance Communications, the aforementioned group, state in a complaint to the FTC Communications, represents itself as a leader in voice technology, including speech recognition software and voice biometric solutions that allow a search of the company's 60 million enrolled voice prints. I don't know where they get that from. Are these people who have signed up for these toys for a voice match and recorded conversations to be performed within minutes? Nuance markets this technology to private and public entities and delivers its voice biometric technology through military intelligence and law enforcement. Whoa, both Genesis Toys and Nuance Communications unfairly and deceptively collect, use, and disclose audio files of children's voices without providing adequate notice or obtaining verified parental consent, the complaint notice. They are all being voice printed now. That's another one. Kayla and IQ have slightly different, I think the brand name, I presume. Kayla and IQ have different companion applications, but Genesis collects user IP addresses, both require downloading and connection to the user's mobile device via Bluetooth technology. Well, I stayed away from Bluetooth when it arrived 10 years ago, and I still have. The companion application for My Friend Kayla, that's a children's doll, that requires permission to access the hardware, storage, microphone, Wi-Fi connections, and Bluetooth on users' devices, but fails to disclose to the user the significance of obtaining this permission. The IQUE companion application also requires access to the device camera, which a camera involved as well, which is not necessary to the toy's function and is not explained or justified. Oh, good God. Probably the eyes of the dolls are cameras. That's Richard Mack, Nuance Vice President of Corporate Marketing, another Richard Mack, I presume, reassured the public the uploaded information is not sold or used or advertised for marketing purposes, should be of little comfort to consumers wary of the perfidious surveillance state. That's a phrase she used. Even so, Kayla, C-A-Y-L-A, comes equipped with pro-Disney marketing propaganda in references to Disney movies. Well, Walt Disney was a Mason, we know that. And the Disney Corporation now, the amount of media they own is unbelievable. The doll says her favorite movie is Disney, The Little Mermaid, for example. So the doll is spouting marketing language. Not shocking. And it says, there's an ad here, how to disappear off the grid completely. That's a hell of a trick these days. Anyway, it finishes up this article by saying the Kayla doll also has a mobile phone app that asks children to provide personal information like their name and their parents' names and their favorite TV show, their favorite meal, where they go to school, and their favorite toy, where they live. This is total spying on a colossal scale. But the same people are probably on Facebook anyway. Epic, they register themselves as idiots in the first place. Epic and other watchdogs, EPIC, and other watchdogs have requested an investigation into Genesis Toys and Nuance Communications by the FTC. Well, the FTC are no friends of consumers, folks. They are working in tandem with these people. And to have Kayla and IQUE pulled from the store shelves, well, I don't think that'll happen. The FTC, the Federal Telecommunications Corporation, should issue a recall on the dolls and hold further sales pending the resolution of privacy and safety risks. Well, the only way to do that is pull the technology out of the products completely. Asserted Claire Gartland, director of Epic's Consumer Privacy Project. This is already happening in the European Union, where Dutch stores have pulled the toys from their shelves. Epic also notes this complaint is one facet of a concerted effort to ban such privacy invasions, surveillance laden toys from the marketplace, etc., etc. But the Internet of Things, and there's some legislation going through. Senator Edward Markey, Representative Joe Barton, were joined by Representative Mark Kirk. See which state this is going on. I think to ban this, we'll just see which state it is. That doesn't say. Do Not Track Kids Act of 2015, HR 2734, must be a federal government one, to update existing children's online privacy law to include greater protection for kids. Well, how they got this carry on going without proper legislation, which shouldn't have been there in the first place, is beyond me. It really is. And another article here. The privacy-less, freedom-less, smart city of 2013, the elite are engineering. Yeah. This is this bunch in Davos. So they're meeting this week as well. Melissa Dykes is writing this by Truth Stream Media. Here's a fat bag of crazy for you, courtesy of the elites over at Davos, ahead of the 2017 meeting. Add cashless in there, of course, we would have, but there are only so many words we can fill into your YouTube. The way this clown writes is annoying. But anyway, they're meeting this week, and their agenda is the full agenda of Agenda 21 of the United Nations, Agenda 21, Agenda 30, and Agenda 50, just to add them all together. And another insidious piece of the police state said, with Rule 41, the FBI is now officially the enemy of all computer users. James Corbett has an article on this. It's mainly a video, but what he's saying as an opener is, Rick Falkvinge, founder of the original Pirate Party and head of privacy at privacyinternetaccess.com, joins us to discuss his recent article. Today, the FBI becomes the enemy of every computer user and every IT user professional. This is January 2017. We dissect the new Rule 41 that gives American law enforcement unprecedented leeway to break into any computer in the world, with implications that has a world in which the privacy is increasingly a thing of the past, and what people can do to protect themselves from the new online order of globalists. I don't think can do very much, but just the key writer of this, I should say, and the biggest fantastic resource to put this all together, Patrick Wood, whose book Technocracy Rising is outstanding, and he's been on RBN many times. And he's saying here, prediction, goodbye democracy, hello technocracy. And this is the living hell we're heading into right now. A tectonic level battle could soon take place over the fundamental structure of America, and hardly anyone sees it coming. Nevertheless, I'm making a bold prediction for 2017, says Patrick Wood here in his article. With the Democratic Party seemingly in total upheaval after the 2016 presidential election, it boggles the mind as to how fast political fortune can change these days. Democrats, liberals, leftists, and progressives have arguably realized that the current system of things politically has become impenetrable to them, and they will not move forward by gaining the existing political machinery any longer. All right, you want to explain what he means there. Instead, watch for a new mantra. Since democracy, I don't know, in brackets here, is irrefutably broken, let's just throw it under the bus and start afresh with technocracy. In other words, if you can't get rid of Trump, then get rid of the office altogether. Yeah, that's right. Well, technocracy would be, the government would be a computer program. That's their ultimate aim. Just a few token heads, probably drones, imitation people. That's where they're heading. It's that the efforts and methods of the Trilateral Commission since its foundation, 1973, to resurrect historic technocracy has been thoroughly documented in my book. Again, it's called Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. First note that there have been a rash of articles appearing recently in globalist media, hammering on the failure and the soon demise of democracy. Oh, yeah. A vile organization here called Common Purpose, who are part of these NGOs, non-government organizations. Watch out for them. They are vile dismantlers of society. I mean, absolutely vile. And he names the different articles, different papers, the case against democracy, five reasons representing democracy failing us, etc. Anyway, according to globalist reasoning, democracy was a useful tool to get us to where we are today, but is woefully inadequate to take us into the future. It's dead. It's over. It's time for something new, a final solution to America's myriad problems. yeah, sounds like CNN, this all right. Siegfried Brzezinski, he's one of the architects, predicted this in the 1970 book Between Two Ages, America's role in the technotronic era, namely that communism and socialism were necessary stepping stones to get the end game, but they were not the end game in themselves. The final target was to be Brzezinski's technotronic era, which I pointedly contend is little more than a warmed-over technocracy from 1930s to 1933. Brzezinski's co-founder, who was co-founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller, to create a new international economic order, which is world government of tyranny. That's what that is. And I should give out the phone number here on RBN. If you have anything to add to this, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And we're talking about this horror of technocracy taking us over. And Patrick Wood, who's written tremendous books and has been on this station many times. Second, President Obama only took 8 years to systematically deconstruct America using radical Marxist tactics. It was thoroughly effective game plan, and it has decidedly broken the existing political and economic system in the process. In fact, it was so broken that Hillary Clinton, the mistress of political gamesmanship, could not even win the 2016 presidential election. This failure happened even though they swindled millions of votes, the Clintons and the Democrats, millions. Trump actually won by over 5 million votes. The machines that were double-counted votes, treble-counting, and it was just shocking, and 3 million illegals allowed to vote and cheered on by Obama. This failure happened as Trilateral Commission members surrounded Obama for all 8 years of his tenure as president, and as Clinton and her campaign was carefully managed by the Trilateral bigwig John Podesta. After 40 years of careful observation, I have concluded that the, this is John Patrick Wood speaking, that the globalist strategy is always played like a chess game. They think several moves ahead of us, and they are use every means possible to cover their tracks and to mislead about their future intentions. Anthony Sutton, he's naming him, and I, he says, and Patrick Wood, broke their code in the 1970s, and the latest that, and nothing has changed. Thus, the next move on this grand chessboard will be to fuel the flames of discontent who call for demand, trashing democracy altogether. Simultaneously, technocracy will be presented as the perfect, if not the only, solution. Yeah, well, the cashless society is at the very center of that right now. And so it is no coincidence that global scholar Parag Khanna, K-H-A-N-A, new book, Technocracy in America. Well, I wrote two books. Will be released on Tuesday, January the 10th, and 10 days prior to the inauguration of President-elect Trump. Nor is it a coincidence that Khanna has already signed a major platform of progressive media to push the radical ideas. Rise of the info state. This is what he is proposing. The marketing text of Canada's technology in America rises, most likely written by himself, states, American democracy just isn't good enough anymore. The ideal form of government for the complex 21st century is what Khanna calls direct technocracy, one led by experts, beware of experts, but perpetually consulting the people through a combination of democracy and data. Yeah, instant internet polling, which is absolutely crap. From a seven-member presidency and a restructured cabinet to replacing the Senate with an assembly of governors, technocracy in America is full of sensible proposals that have been proven to work in the world's most successful societies. Americans have a choice for whom they elect president, but they should not wait any longer to redesign the political system following Canada's pragmatic vision. Well, Canada is obviously promoting the New World Order. Some readers will immediately reject my prediction as being ridiculous, stating that technocracy will never gain any foothold in America. Such readers would do well to review history. In the 1930s and 40s, there were over 500,000 card-carrying Jew-paying members of technocracy, Jews-paying, it's a GUES-paying members of Technocracy Incorporated, and it was widely popular with millions of other Americans. In America, if Americans were dumb enough to believe in them, they can be dumb enough to believe in it today. It's gone off the subject a bit here. You can test my prediction in coming weeks and months in two ways. First, watch for the calls to end democracy or radically restructure government. Second, watch for increased media coverage of Canada's call for direct technocracy in America. This is very confusing. The guy, Patrick Wood, is writing a very sensible book about fighting technocracy, destroying our lives. And this other guy, Khanna, is writing about direct technocracy, which he is promoting the destruction of us. It's a bit confusing now. Some of the high points of Khanna's book include abolishing the Electoral College. Well, they're saying that already. Turning the presidency into an executive committee with multiple members. Abolishing the Senate, replacing it with executive technocrats from each state. This is a model of the European Union, folks. Transferring custody of the Constitution from the Senate to the Supreme Court. Yeah, like the, yeah, we have the European Court. Culture and Human Rights doing that here. Filling civil service positions with apolitical technocrats. Oh, my God. Removing politicians from any influence of operational issues regarding society. No representation whatsoever. That's what the European Parliament is, as Nigel Farage will explain to you. The European Parliament is a pretend parliament. They have no role in forming legislation whatsoever. They can give a token rubber stamp to it, but the commissioners appointed draft and implement the legislation. That's why Britain voted to leave the European Union. One of the many reasons. Trilateralists and global elite strategists are not the only people in the world who can play chess. I've just given you their most likely next move in advance. So the only question that remains is how you will answer the move. Yes, America was founded on a constitutional republic, but progressives and elitists do not recognize this form of government. Therefore, they will never refer to America as anything other than a democracy. Yeah, well, democracy is mob rule. Limited government in a constitutional republic is what's the best form of government, using the existing American Constitution. It's the best framework ever put together. As Mark Dice proves again and again and again, 90% of people have not a clue what's in it. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break of the hour. I'll be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay, we're coming back in again. I think that faded out, yeah. We're talking about technocracy and this attack on us, which is absolute living hell. Bad enough having corrupt politicians and this and that going on. We have about probably the most evil in this era now, with the likes of Clinton, etc., and what she and the people trying to get her elected represent. I mean, the entire criminal classes of America, the multinationals, the military-industrial complex, and every other spook organization, and every deranged, liberal, lefty hater of America were backing her to be elected. And it's a miracle. It's an absolute miracle, considering how bent the system is, that Trump came through. It really is. And let's hope he gets through next Friday, the swearing in. And then the battle royal starts. All these elements are going to try to cause havoc. There's no doubt about that. Dave Hodges is writing out it very accurately, I have to say. And Lionel Nation in between all his rants and this kind of thing. But it is shocking what we're up against. But we breathe a sigh of relief next Saturday, and I will certainly, when Trump is elected. But continuing on this thing a bit more, then we give it a rest. Go on to California and vaccinations and other aspects of the police state crushing people. But unelected agents now infiltrating critical infrastructure. And this is John Rappaport writing in Activist Post and about surveillance and carry on. And he's saying massive collection of data, a covert up of the ages. It's called Technocracy United. I don't know what that's about. Technocracy, a control of society by technical elite. That's a good definition. And he's saying here, note to readers, the people in charge of, yes, running the future are counting on a populace who can't think beyond a few weeks and ahead. Their ace in the hole, the long-term future must always seem blurry and vague. I have always noticed, for instance, myself, I've worked in four countries in different situations, in the motor trade and in developing products and companies and civil engineering and farming and a wide range of things. That one thing that I'm very laudable about the German and Scandinavian countries was that they took the long-term view on everything. Britain is bedeviled with this short-term, late reaction to everything. I mean, this is the country of Churchill and Brunel and the Victorians, who built, what, 20,000 miles of railway in a country that's 700 miles by 150. And they got that done inside of 20 years. And now these clowns currently are trying to build, as an example of lunacy, the HS2, the high-speed railway from London to Liverpool and Birmingham. I mean, who the hell wants that in the age of technology? It's just the biggest white elephant ever. And the roads in Britain, like America, are in a shocking state. They're now 14 years behind the maintenance of road pothole repairing in the UK, and about 5,000 bridges need to be replaced over railway lines, and there's 1,500 level crossing that need to be got rid of, meaning underpassed or overpassed, and they're talking about they're going to give it the go ahead HS2. I mean, this is insane. Carry on. But we'll just continue with John Rappaport's thing on this of technocracy. If you want to illegally take over an area, you need to invent an external threat justifying the takeover. We've been seeing exactly that recently in Russia, as Russia has suddenly been painted as a hostile force trying to destroy our open democracy, which doesn't exist anyway. Therefore, the Department of Homeland Security is now in charge of US elections. That was a shocking move last week, and hardly a word about it. And it isn't only elections. In the press release last Friday that gave control of U.S. elections to the Department of Homeland Security, which is a naked coup, he's saying here in brackets, we also have this from ABC News. Not that we'd like to be quoting ABC on anything. A 2013 presidential directive identified 16 sectors as critical infrastructure, including energy, finance, services, healthcare, transportation, food, agriculture, and communications. This phrase, critical infrastructure, when you hear that phrase, that's the government taking over your life. The designation announced Friday places responsibility on Homeland Security to identify and prioritize these areas. Anyway, we're up to the top of the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.